Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is the podcast where we transition from being a worldly life to now a godly life. So let's just go ahead and jump right in because this has been really sitting on my heart for a while, and I feel like it needs to be shared because I know there's a lot of people who are going through this pyramid of satisfaction, and it's a lot to take in, honestly, especially as a new Christian or as a Christian who backslid or anyone right now in whatever position or season in life that you're in right now. Like, you're just wondering, when is it going to get better? Where is my next step? I'm not happy where I'm at right now, or I'm here, but why do I still keep doing this? And let me just tell you, before you complain, compare the past to your right now. And I know people always say, leave the past in the past, forget about the past. The past, it doesn't exist anymore. But look at where you came from. Look from where you first started before even thinking about, oh, I can't do this, or I wish I could be better. Think about right now compared to where you first started as a Christian or where you first started your walk with God. You are not always going to be in a good place, but you'll never be where you were before. There's times where you're just going to think, man, I wish I was this good Christian, or man, I wish I was in this certain point in my life. But look back where you started. You weren't always a good person. You used to sin constantly. Or you were in a really bad place in life where you were tight with money, or you had family issues or friend issues or whatever you started out in your life. You were in hardship at the beginning. And right now, you're in a different season. You're in a different part of your life now. Or maybe you're in that hardship right now, but I'm telling you, it's going to become different. Or maybe you had it worse before, but it's going to change eventually. Compare your past to your right now. I'm going to go ahead and read Exodus 16 and 8. And it says, Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord. So going back to when Moses freed the Israelites from slavery, the whole entire time while he was trying to go to the promised land, the Israelites were continuously complaining, like, we're hungry, we don't have food, I'd rather be a slave because at least they fed us. And Moses just got fed up with it. He was like, you're not a slave anymore. God has freed you. He answered your prayers. If you just be patient, if you just listen, he will get us to your promised land. He's feeding us because he hears you complain. Even though you are going against him by complaining, he's still going to give you the stuff. And in that moment, like, just think about it. The Israelites were slaves. God answered their prayers. God has moved in their life. And they brought Moses into Egypt to free them for that reason. Moses was the leader, even though he was not worthy of being a leader, even though he wasn't set to be a leader or born to be a leader. God used him because he knew that he is imperfectly perfect to be in this position to lead these Israelites out of slavery into the promised land. And right there, he's like, you don't understand. Like, you were a slave back then, and look at you now. Yes, you're starving. Yes, you're tired. Yes, you're exhausted, you're drained, but you're not going to be a slave anymore. You're freed. God freed you from being a slave. You will never, ever be a slave again. After they were freed, you don't see any history in the Bible saying that they were a slave again. They never went back to slavery. They were freed. Even after they continued complaining, even after they attempted to worship a different idol, they were still, even though they disregarded all of the commandments that God put in their lives, they are still freed, and that promise has been kept. I'm telling you, when God promises you something, that promise is kept, and it will forever remain. Like right now, we are starving. Right now, we are hungry for something more in our lives. Or you're thinking, I'm not worthy enough to be a Christian, or I'm not good enough to love you, or I don't deserve any of this. But you've changed. You're not the same person you were last year. You're not the same person you were yesterday. You're someone new every day. You're a different version of yourself every day. Now, if you choose to be good or bad, that is up to you and your decisions of what you decide. First thing in your morning, do you want to be a good person or do you want to be a bad person? First thing in the morning, do you want to be better than what you were before or do you want to be worse than what you were before? But again, you're never going to be the exact same thing that you were. You're going to be in a different point in your life. Whether good or bad, that's your decision. Going back to Joseph. And if you don't know who Joseph is, it's the story, which might ring a bell, because that's how I remember it. The story of the colorful robe and the brothers who threw him in a well. Or was it a well? Or, I don't know, a hole or a well, something like that. They basically sold him off into slavery in Egypt. He's the one with all the crazy dreams, and they all came true eventually. But the visions, that's what they're called. Joseph was thrown and abused by his own brothers because they were jealous of him. They were jealous that he had this gift. They were jealous that their father somehow picked a favoritism towards him. And they got jealous, so they sold him off into Egypt. Well, Joseph went down from being abandoned and rejected by his own brothers into slavery and abused from there as well, being used just for his visions. And then he somehow became king of Egypt. But even then, I'm sure he felt like, why am I always so busy? Or why do I have to rule this kingdom? Like, you know, like, I can imagine being a king is not easy, or a prince. Like, any type of royalty or any type of high class, it can't be easy. Because you have all this pressure on you. You have all of these eyes judging you, and it's not easy at all. Like, life is good, but for them, they struggle too. Like, in their own way, they had their own version of struggling. But he was never a slave again. He was never in that pit again. He was never broken or heartbroken because he forgave his brothers. His brothers came to them during the famine and asked for food. They didn't even know that was their brother when they asked. People are never going to be satisfied from where they're at right now. It's like a pyramid of satisfaction where every level we reach, we want more and we expect better. We get impatient waiting for the next step in our life, whether it's getting a raise at work or being able to go to God's calling, or waiting for God to call you to do something, or waiting for something like an acceptance letter, or whatever it is, whatever you're waiting on for your next life, we get impatient, and then we get to that point. Let's say you finally got the job that you've been dreaming of. You get the job, and now you hate your job because, oh, why do I have to go to work? Oh, why do I have to wake up this early? Or why do I have to stay here this long? I don't want to work. I'm going to call out. And then we're going to be begging, like, okay, let's find another job. Like, it's a cycle. It's a pyramid that doesn't go around. It's not a circle. It's a pyramid. We just keep getting higher and higher and higher, but we're never going to go down. It's like, okay, as in the youth group. Oh, I wish I never, oh, I finally made friends. I'm so happy with them. And then now you don't want to hang out with these people. Okay, now where are my other friends? I'm going to go find some new friends. Well, then you're not going to find those people because you're just going to go higher and higher, but you're never going to go back to where you were before. Or as level of Christianity. Okay, you used to live for the world. You used to party. You used to hang out with the wrong crowd, or you used to whatever you did. Or you were in a bad, really bad place. Okay, you finally moved up a little bit. You stop doing drugs. You stop smoking. But you're still hanging out with that crowd and you're still doing all that stuff. Okay, you finally got rid of hanging out with the crowd, and you finally got rid of doing those other stuff that you're doing, and now you're in another level. It's a cycle that where you just, it's not even a cycle, it's a pyramid, where you just keep going higher and higher and higher, and you're not satisfied to where you're at right now. There are times where I'm like, why am I like this? Why can't I get my life together? But then I look back, before I even say any more, I look back and I'm like, okay, but I'm not where I'm at before. I'm not in that season of darkness than I was before, and I'm never going to be back in that season. I'm not going to be back in that season that destroyed me. And it's like, that's one way we have to look back at it, because God is never going to put us back in one place again. He's going to put us in a better position. It's a pyramid or a tower, however you want to imagine it, but we're not going to go down. We're just going to keep going higher and higher. So before we even complain about where we're at right now, let's just think about the past. Where did you come from? What is your testimony? How did you come to loving God? How did you get to this point where you're at now, where you're seeking God or wanting to know about God or just curious about God? What got you to that point? That's the question that we always have to ask. Like, where did we come from and where are we at now? Because looking back, we are not who we are, and we're never going to be in that position again. There's never, even in the Bible, it says it time and time again. There's places, there's testimonies in this Bible that if you just read it, you understand that each testimony, they have never had to relive that testimony. Jesus did not have to die on the cross again. Paul never had to be that terrible sinner that he was again. Moses never had to free the Israelites again. Joseph never had to go back into betrayal again. Like, there's testimonies, and we're never going to go back to where we were before, but only we're going to move up. There's another one I want to read to you. It's going to be Philippians 2:13. Sorry, I lost my page. Okay. So Philippians 2:13 through 16. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault or in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ, and that I did not run or labor in vain. God is using us in some type of way that we will never, ever understand. He's going to put us in this place in a life. He's going to put hardship in our life. We're never going to have a perfect, happy, everything's awesome life. Everything, you're going to have some troubles. You're going to struggle because we are human and we're not perfect. There's going to be times where you're just like, why are you doing this to me? But look back, you're not where you were before. If you look back to where you were before, I'm pretty sure you're better now than you were. Or you've learned more. You've more experienced more than what you've did before. There is a reason why we go through the things we go through, and it's because God has a plan for us and God has a way to use us. Just looking back at where you come from, think about your testimony. Your testimony is the most powerful thing that you have, the story to tell. That's your story of how God saved you, how God used you, and how God rescued you from that darkness in your life. Thinking back, you're getting bullied at school because people are making fun of you because you're different. Go back, because yes, I'm different, but that's a good thing. You're different and people are noticing it. That's a great thing. Yes, it sucks to be picked on at school. Yes, it sucks to be questioned at work. But you're different and that's a good thing. And just own that difference. Because looking back at where you were, you're not where you were before. Yes, I'm getting bullied right now because I'm different, but I'm not in that season of darkness. I'm not suicidal. I'm not an addict. I'm not depressed. I'm not struggling with anxiety. I'm joy. I have joy in my life. And yes, I'm not perfect. And yes, I'm going through things still to this day. But we are not who we were before. And that's because God has used us. God has changed us. God has saved us. We may have not noticed it. We are probably living the pyramid in the next level without even realizing it. We're probably going through a season in life or a change in our life without even noticing it, because God does it so precisely and so flawless that we wouldn't even notice it. But then looking back over the years, you're like, oh, wow. I didn't realize that. Oh, yeah, that ended really fast, actually. Like, there are times where you think God has saved you. Like, even, okay, high school, relationships. God has saved you from that relationship for a reason. He removed that relationship out of your life for a reason. At that time, you thought you lost the love of your life. At that time, you thought you lost a part of yourself. But looking back at it, would you be happy with that person still to this day? Would you be fulfilled in that place now? Was that person encouraging you to be closer to God? Looking back at it, was it really worth it? Did you learn anything? God has removed and put in people in our lives for a reason. He puts us through situations for a reason. We lost a job for a reason. We have deaths for a reason. There are things in life because God has a reason, and we don't realize it now. But we're going to complain about that season. But then we're going to look back and we're like, oh, yeah, I'm not there anymore. And I won't have to go through that again. Because God has us in a pyramid of satisfaction, pretty much. We just need to be patient and have faith that God is going to move us out into the next step. Remember, it's always going to be His timing and not ours. And we're not going to complain about where we're at right now, because we are not where we were before, and we're never going to be where we were before. So before you complain about where you're at right now, just say, thank you, God. I know I'm not in a perfect place right now, but Lord, I thank you because you did not put me back to where I was. I thank you because I have growth in you, and I know because I can see it. I can see the change in my life. There's people around me that I wish I had in my life still, but you removed them because you knew that they were not encouraging me, or they were not uplifting me, but draining me and ruining me instead. God has a plan. We just need to trust Him and believe that He is going to move us up and not back down, because He's never going to put us back in a place where we were before. You just have to understand that. So before you complain, compare the past to right now. All right, everybody. So I just also want to give out a few, like, shout outs, I guess. I don't know what you call them, like reminders, announcements, whatever. But the In Between Podcast finally has an Instagram page. So go ahead and follow that. It's, we'll just search up the In Between Podcast. It just show up on there. And yeah, so just want to go ahead and check that out, because I will be posting out like Q&A's and stuff like that, because we will be having a guest speaker soon, and I'm trying to get as many questions as you guys want answered. So please make sure to fill out the little Q&A chat. It's on my highlight too, so if you have any questions, it doesn't matter when the story expires, it's on the highlight. So just add any questions whenever. It will remain anonymous, so no one will know who said what. So please, whatever your question is, just let us know and we can try our best to help. There's no shame. It's all between us. So yeah. Well, I hope you guys have a great day, great night, whenever you're listening to this. And yeah. All right, bye.